Elsewhere in the nation's capital, federal workers have been taking furlough days because of automatic spending cuts. The federal workforce had already been reduced, and workers haven't had a raise in years. Morale is down, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Jenny Brown is in her 27th year as an examiner for the Internal Revenue Service, where she answers people's tax questions. The IRS is a major employer in Ogden, Utah, where she works, but her coworkers are getting fed up and leaving, and they aren't getting replaced.
We keep being told things like, work smarter, not harder, or, well, you're just going to have to do more with less. And there's only so much you can do.
Brown says wait times on the IRS's hotline have quadrupled, and after more than an hour waiting on the phone, taxpayers get downright ornery.
We hear, this is ridiculous, I don't have all day to spend on this. They're frustrated and they need to vent when they finally get us on the phone, which obviously just takes us even longer to get to the next call.
That's not all. Brown says recently her office ran low on paper and ink and was told it cannot afford to restock.
I was in a meeting just the other day, and a management official was just joking, but a girl was doodling, and he said, be careful with that ink. You don't want to waste it. We may not be able to buy more.
1,600 miles away in Detroit, Ryan Gibson works as a Customs and Border Protection officer, monitoring U.S. entry points along the Canadian border for terrorists and drug traffickers. 10 years ago, he fell in love with the work.
I remember the first big apprehension that I had as an officer. I was on an adrenaline high for days to come. I mean, I felt like, man, this is what I want to do. And every
he says the Boston Marathon bombings highlights the need for law enforcement jobs like his. Yet Gibson says many officers feel undervalued. Just on his way to answer my call, he says he overheard a coworker griping in the hallway.
And he said, you know what's sad? He goes, that this place doesn't care about employee morale.
Gibson, who is local president of the National Treasury Employees Union, says the attitude starts with politicians in Washington and trickles down.
You're disrespected every day at work by your own employer. You're disrespected by the members of public every day because they don't understand what you do and how you do it, and they just feel that we're just there collecting a paycheck, not doing anything, and we have all these fringe benefits that we shouldn't be entitled to. What's the positive out of it? Where is the you go home and feel good at the end of the day for the job that you did?
Even before the furloughs, federal worker morale was on the decline. Last year's annual survey by the Office of Personnel Management showed government employees were both less engaged and more dissatisfied with their jobs than the previous year, largely but not exclusively because of stagnant pay. John Foley is director of planning and policy analysis for OPM, which functions a bit like the HR department for the federal government. He says agencies are trying to find non-monetary ways of celebrating employees' good performance. But he also says there are some environmental factors, like anti-government sentiment, that are beyond their control.
People are human. They respond to criticism of government employees. And so that's something that is unfortunately been on the increase.
One agency in the survey ranked the unhappiest, the National Archives and Records Administration. In last year's survey, only half reported being satisfied. Daryl Munsey is president of the bargaining unit representing those workers.
Did you feel like you were surprised by the result?
No.
This year is Munsey's 40th working at the agency where, among other things, he buys specialized boxes, folders, and polyester sleeves that preserve the country's historical documents.
We are much, much more careful this year than we have ever been before in trying to figure it down to the last box of how many we need.
Munsey says the jobs and the archival history he's fighting to save are treasures undervalued by both Congress and the public.
One of my great, great sorrows in life is I feel like because I am president of this organization that I should be able to do something to mitigate it. But it is so difficult that it's trying to fight an octopus in a cave underground that has just squirted you with ink.
What's hard to accept, he says, is the real possibility that this is his new normal. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.